Hello?
Good morning. I'm coming from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, manufacturer, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Single-family. Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent your home? Okay, and please tell me, what year was your home built?
1994.
Okay, thank you. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
What do you mean?
Have any upgrade or modification, like a structural upgrade or roofing upgrade, something like that? Impact
no.
Windows? Okay, thank you. And have how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
29.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, until category 5 hurricane?
What was the last thing you said?
The last one is Category 5 hurricane.
I don't think we've had a Category 5.
Okay, so you...
What? Continue, sorry.
Between Category 1 and Category 5, have you experienced any of the following or any adults in your household? A tropical storm or any hurricane?
Yeah, we've experienced it. Yeah.
Okay. And which of those?
I think the highest one we got was like a 3 or 4.
Four. Okay. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me the name or the year of that hurricane?
Well, do you remember the year or name of the hurricane? I don't remember. Maybe 2007? 2007?
2007?
I don't know. We've experienced a lot of the hurricanes.
Okay, no worries. In this case, don't remember. Okay. So have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not vulnerable.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
How would I prepare for a hurricane?
Yes, correct. For a serious
hurricane. I wouldn't.
Okay, so you would evacuate?
No, I mean, if it was really bad, but probably not.
Okay, so in this case, I have the options: put up hurricane shelters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative friend in other area, or I wouldn't make any preparation.
I mean, I'd probably go buy water at the store, but that's about it.
Okay, thank you. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued and hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
I'd say the last one.
Okay, thank you. And then considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Certain.
Somewhat
certain.
Okay. Please select your top 3 sources of information: internet, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp.
Friends and family or social media.
Okay, and the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can select three sources.
Oh, TV.
TV,
internet,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Okay, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
I don't think any of the above.
Okay, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Neither, both of them, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued and hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
I can't hear you.
No worries, I can repeat. So when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued and hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, if a Category 3 or hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Probably never.
Okay, and if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
I mean, if I had to leave, I'd probably go to another state for my family.
Another state. Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
4.
4? Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
No idea.
Okay, no worries. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Don't know. Depends on my month. I gotta go.
Okay, so in this case, can I call you maybe tomorrow or later?
Sure, bye.
Okay, thank you so much.